Welcome to the Career Buzz Podcast by CDI College, providing the training you need for the career you want. At CDI College, our programs are designed to place students directly into the workforce, but we know that the transition can be scary at times. In this podcast, we explore what it's like to be on the ground in the careers you choose. We talk to professionals, alumni, and experts in the field. They share real stories of adaptation and innovation in a constantly changing environment. No matter what profession you choose, there's something for you at CDI College. I'm Jennifer Lee, and welcome back to the Career Buzz Podcast. Today, we're talking Law Enforcement Foundations Program at CDI College. I don't really know what that is. I'm really excited about it, though, because it's got law enforcement in the title, and I'm sure there's a lot of great jobs, like always, when you take CDI College courses that will lead you into a great career path. So I'm really excited to talk to our next guest, who is a CDI College graduate from the Law Enforcement Foundations program, and his name is Brody Slater. So he's going to tell us all about his experience, what he's doing now, and all the fun jobs that come out of this program and different career paths it can lead you down. So let's say hi to Brody. Hi, Brody. How are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
Good. Let's start at the beginning, because I always ask people of like, why did they get into what they did? Like, what was interesting to you about the Law Enforcement Foundations program at CDI College, and what brought you there?
Yeah, so I guess it was all about furthering my education. You can obviously take a lot of different courses around the law enforcement area and field, but CDI is great in terms of teaching you a more of like a hands-on way, as they offer a practicum, a six-week practicum in their course. There's a lot of different courses you can take, like criminology, psychology, stuff like that at different schools. CDI offers more of a direct path in learning about law enforcement. They break down everything that involves law enforcement, like psychology, sociology, even forensics, and they kind of teach you a lot more broad-based, as in terms of just going to one criminology class and learning just one thing. CDI is pretty much the entire law enforcement field.
With these fields, either it's law, either it's medical, there are so many different types of jobs out there that we don't necessarily associate with that career path. And so I always tell people, like, don't get frustrated. Like, there's something that will help you get a job in that field. Maybe it's not the exact job that everyone talks about, but it might be something that you're very passionate about. And there's just so many different areas. And so that's why I love CDI College, because they bring a lot of options to you. So what are you currently doing, and how did CDI College get you there?
Everybody that wants to go into law enforcement, whether it's with the RCMP, VPD, New West, any of those municipal police forces, they all know that it can be really tough, especially in this day and age. The clearance to become a police officer is very long. It's very time consuming, and they're very strict. Some of the most qualified people for the job that you believe would be a great police officer would end up getting deferred for 6 months. I know some nurses that have been deferred for 2 years. And I mean, they have the most security clear job already, being a nurse and having to inject people with medication and whatnot. So CDI was something I wanted to take to better my chances of getting into law enforcement. When the RCMP look at who you are and what you do in your past, I think it's important that they see you have some sort of law enforcement foundation, as per the Law Enforcement Foundation program that CDI offers. I mean, it's a great foundation to have under your belt to start that police process and possibly getting hired as a police officer, rather than going in with just a criminology background. When you have a CDI background in law enforcement, they're going to know that, okay, this kid, you know, is on the right path. He wants to obviously be a police officer. Criminology is more broad. Like, you can go into so many different avenues with that. CDI law enforcement is strictly for policing, sheriff, anything to do with law enforcement. So anybody who wants to be a police officer, highly recommend getting that foundation into your resume.
Or another option people don't think about when it comes to law enforcement, and you already said too, it's a great pathway into sheriff. Sheriffs, I know a few friends that are sheriffs, and it's actually a great career path too if you're passionate about law enforcement. So it's nice to know that CDI College gives you the foundation, whatever path you choose, either it's RCMP or sheriff, there's a lot of diversity in it.
Including bylaw officer, even security field too, like if you're going to be going into like a private security as well. And corrections, so provincial or federal corrections, you're going to learn basically every avenue of law enforcement in the CDI Law Enforcement Foundation program.
That's nice. They give you a taste. And like we were talking before, is that there's so many different options when it comes to this field. And a lot of us sometimes don't know what there is to offer. And maybe we think, oh, I'm going to love being a police officer one day and this is going to get me down there. But then you're like, oh, wait, no, I actually found out that I want to work in corrections. So that's a nice thing. It kind of gives you a peek at what's there for everybody to try out in this field. And some people are better suited to certain jobs in that field than others.
A lot of people who were in my class, it was a fairly big class, and a lot of them were a little unsure of what they wanted to do. They were thinking police. Some were thinking corrections, but it kind of narrowed down what they wanted. They ended up choosing during the course. And then the teachers, of course, because of the practicum, would reach out to these correction facilities or police municipalities. And they would talk about their student and what they can do to get in. Some of the students got hired during the course because of CDI. Some of them got interviews because of CDI. So yeah, again, it's not just policing, corrections, sheriff.
Like you said, you get some help too, which is nice because finding a practicum in any field, I'm from broadcasting, it's not necessarily easy. So again, CDI College helps you get there. Do you want to tell us a little bit about how you got into it and how they actually helps you with your internship?
I kind of always had the idea of becoming a police officer, especially because of, you know, just past history was seeing friends going down the wrong area and kind of seeing what, you know, all the violence was just the crime rate going up in Canada and the drugs. It was just crazy. But it wasn't just about that. It was also some of the courses that I took at other colleges. So, for example, I took criminology. I also took a few other courses through my security job. But again, it was very broad. So you weren't learning exactly what police officers or corrections or sheriffs do on a day-to-day basis. It was very broad. So when I researched some courses to take, I was told about the CDI law enforcement program. I was given a rundown, and as soon as they gave me the curriculum and the course outline, I was like, wow, like this is 100% something that I'm going to need and something I can use and get my money's worth, though, as well, was the big thing, too, right? Like, even if I'm not going to become a police officer, what I received out of this course was a lifelong learning lesson. Laws, bylaws, criminal code, our history of law enforcement. We go through everything. So it was great to get all of that. And once I graduated, like I said, now I have that Law Enforcement Foundation underneath me, and it's basically going to put me towards where I need to be.
And I think you hit something on the head there, is like this education is going to make you employable in certain jobs too. So even if you don't go down the path to RCMP officer, you will be able to find a job in law enforcement, and maybe it's something that's going to pay the bills for now until you figure out your next step.
A lot of people who are in the hiring process know it can take a long time. But with that law enforcement degree under your belt from CDI, even though it's a law enforcement foundation, there's still so many avenues. Like I said, if you can't become a police officer right away because you get deferred for 6 months or longer, guess what? You have a law enforcement foundation under you. So now you can go get a bylaw job because you learn bylaw at the CDI law enforcement program. So you can go and become a city bylaw officer until you get accepted into the police program. Sheriff, right? Can't become a police right away. Maybe you're too young. Go and apply for the sheriff program because now you have that law enforcement degree under your belt. So, and it's important though, too, to make sure you have that on your, like if you do take the program, have it on your resume, break it down, explain to that job you're applying for that you did learn about what sheriffs do. You did learn about the bylaws in the course. So when you go and apply for those jobs, they're going to be like, wow, this kid has like a bylaw enforcement degree, technically. So it makes your chances of getting that job 10 times better, 100 times better, right?
Yeah, education's never wasted, and it's all about how you use it. And that's why you got to be smart too of what you're going to take and what institution you're going to go to, because like you said, you don't want to waste your money. You want to be able to use it as a stepping stone, or you could use it for your long term too. But you want to make sure that if you're going to spend the time for education, that somehow eventually it's going to get you a job that's going to pay your bills, because I think that's the end goal. So in law enforcement, I think this biggest misconception, can you make a living in certain jobs in law enforcement?
Oh yeah, for sure. I think number one, I think it should be a passion though, first and foremost, if anybody is going to go into law enforcement. For me, that's what it's all about. But yes, there's so many different avenues, so much money that you can be making. A lot of overtime, especially right now in this country. Well, one thing I learned in the course was we have, when you think about it, about 33,000 police officers across Canada, which when you break it down, it's about one police officer per 100 people. So it's a lot of people for one officer to manage. So they're very undercut right now. They need people out there. Recently, the RCMP has raised the hourly wage or the salary, whichever way, and they made it a little bit more welcoming for people to apply. With that said, there's so many different areas that you can move around in law enforcement. There's 150 different career paths in the RCMP. Some of them make more, some of them make less. There's areas that they can put you. They can put you up north where they pay for your living expenses. There's some places where your paychecks are going right into your bank because the police are taking care of your food and your shelter. So yeah, there's so many different career paths that can make really good money. Sheriff too, corrections especially. And again, you're not just stuck in that one position. As other programs you take, you kind of get into one position and you're kind of stuck there. Maybe two or three others that you can move around in. But with law enforcement, you got not dozens, hundreds of positions to move around.
And I think you just hit another great point, is the fact that this is a job or a great foundation that can lead you across Canada. Because sometimes I think we're so narrow-minded of like, it's got to be one city. But for my broadcasting career, it's a big component of like, you have to move around to get your jobs. And so I think it's nice that there are incentives to go up to some of these great places. Some of my favorite memories, I've actually did my broadcasting career in Fort St. John, Prince George. And I think that's nice thing too, is that you have a career that's not limited to one city, because if times are tough in the job market, you're able to pick up and those skills are going to be able to translate to another place.
Exactly, 100%.
Because you never want to be stuck too. You never want to be in a job that is reliant on one place. You want to be able to have the opportunity to move around.
And that's the other thing too. You're going to meet so many people in this area. But I know so many nurses and people you never really would expect who wanted to go into policing. Not trying to be biased here, but a nurse who's been a nurse for 10 years or more, she's so tired of walking up and down the hospital halls. She's so tired of setting up an IV pole. So she wants to go into law enforcement so she can adventure all of Canada, different cities, just different environment, right? And a lot of people love that about law enforcement as well. Say, even if you're a correctional officer, you can work in any prison across Canada you want to, right? Sheriff, you can work in any courtroom you want to. If you don't like it here, you can move across Canada. There's always going to be a job in law enforcement. It's a first responding job. You're always going to be in demand.
Let's talk a little bit about the Hope Crime Prevention, because I know that's your tie to CDI College. Can you tell us a little bit about what the Hope Crime Prevention is and how you got hooked up with CDI College through that?
Yeah, so HCPS on my hat here that I'm wearing today, it's a volunteer-based society. It's a crime prevention society. So we're dealing with the community and with crime prevention. So Hope Crime Prevention is under the Hope RCMP, the Fraser Valley RCMP. In order to become a full member, you have to go through your strict RCMP security clearance. So we are directly involved with the RCMP in Hope. We basically do crime prevention. We do citizen outreach programs. We do, like, whenever there's an event, like we have the Hope Brigade Days, which is on during the end of summer. We have the carving competition. So we do a lot of private security for volunteer security for all these events. And then again, we do crime prevention. So we have a crime prevention vehicle that was donated by one of our charities up in the area. And we go around the neighborhood and the community at nighttime or the evening. And we make sure that, you know, everything's under control, right? There's no break-ins. There's no sketchy things going on. We report directly to the police. We are in contact with the constable. There's many different constables. Like I said, a lot of the police move in and out of different jobs. So we deal with all the constables up in Hope. We also deal with the sergeant of the RCMP detachment up in Hope. We haven't really reached into it yet, but we do a lot of student programs as well, where we go to the high schools and elementary schools and we reach out to the kids and we kind of explain to them, you know, it's important to stay on the right path, stuff like that, and maybe even try to guide them towards a law enforcement career, something they can look forward to. But just volunteering with us, hey kids, you know, come out, volunteer with us, see what it's like at nighttime doing night patrols, and maybe possibly give them an idea of what they want to do in the future.
How old do you have to be to volunteer?
So to be an official volunteer, you have to be legal age.
Okay, 18?
Yes, you have to be 18, because again, you have to go through the RCMP clearance. But we also take on the youth as well. But it's like it's under, like their parents would have to sign off and say, you know, putting you in supervision of my children. And they'll do like a ride along. But again, we haven't really reached into that yet. That's something that we're planning on doing. Right now, we're strictly doing the crime watch and we're doing volunteer security for all the events around Hope as well.
That's great. And how is this connected to CDI College? Because I know there's a little bit of connection there.
Yeah. So, and then, sorry, one thing I forgot too is we're also doing, yeah, we do speed patrol. So we're also, like I said, in the community, making sure people are doing the proper speed limit. And then we also do in the summertime, wherever the tourist locations are, we do a lot of work there. We'll do volunteer security for all the cars to make sure nobody's breaking and entering. And we'll even hand out like nice ice cold bottles of water to make sure people are staying hydrated, since sometimes it gets really hot in Hope and the tourists don't really know that. But anyway, so how it reaches in with CDI is, because we're so involved with the community, we meet a lot of different people. And again, with the youth and Hope is important. And all the other members who want to be part of a volunteer crime society like ours, if they're kind of coming in, you know, they don't really know what they want to do and they don't really have a pursuit yet, you know, we kind of show them, hey, look what Brody Slater did with CDI. This is what he's accomplished. This is what he's working towards doing. Would you like to maybe be involved with that? So we'll give them a CDI pamphlet, all the information, the course breakdown, and we kind of show them what I've done and where I am and when I graduated, stuff like that. And CDI will offer them a discount on tuition because of their connection with Hope Crime Prevention, which is very important because we all know education is expensive. So if CDI is teaming up with Hope Crime Prevention and giving out possible tuition, then that's something people should take advantage of 100%. And CDI also funds Hope Crime Prevention. So it's places like CDI that can keep our volunteering going. If we don't have charity, we don't have funds to stay a charity. So CDI, I'm not going to put the number out there, but you know, they pay and help us stay as a volunteer society.
That's great. And what do you love about being part of Hope Crime Prevention?
So yeah, just the meeting the different people. Again, in that crime prevention society, it's just endless opportunities. Like you can do anything. Speed watch, crime watch, night patrols, helping the tourists when they come in, volunteer security, like it's endless. And we have a lot of good ideas there too. And also just, yeah, being involved with the community, meeting people, knowing who your community is very important. Meeting all those different connections. So let's say you need a referral, right? Now you have a handful of people that are going to get you that referral, which is very important as well. And yeah, just learning too, right? Learning from the elders that have been there already for 10 years longer than you, right? They can teach you all the different ways. And again, yeah, like being involved with the RCMP with Hope Crime Prevention is very important, right? That just betters your chances of getting into a policing position or sheriff or corrections. We have volunteer sheriffs. We have volunteer police who come out with us, ex-police, ex-sheriffs. So again, yeah, your connections are unlimited.
You're building great stepping stones to your career. And not only that, I think you mentioned a little bit earlier through CDI College and also Hope Crime Prevention, you're probably making a lot of great friends too.
Yeah, it's very important. And all those friends that you meet are the good influences that you need in your life too, right? So you're going to be part of something that's strong and something that you can always go to if you're in help, if you're in need of help. If you make a mistake, you know, those are the guys that are going to be able to back you up and have your back.
Before we go here, what's one more thing that you want any prospective students for the Law Enforcement Foundations program to know? If you could give them one piece of advice.
Sign up. Sign up for the course. Take it. Get in there. Graduate. Get out. You're not going to regret taking the course. I think if you're going to aim to go into a law enforcement field, this program is 100% worth your money, worth your while. And again, you can go into so many different fields with this foundation degree under your belt.
And speaking of signing up, is there an admissions process? Is there anything that you have to have in order to be accepted into this program?
Yes, you have to have your GED, of course. Yeah, and take an assessment as well. So if they feel like the course is going to be a little bit too harsh for you, I think they might recommend a few different courses to take first. But yeah, as long as you have your GED and you can qualify for the student loan and whatnot, that you're good to go.
Perfect. Well, thanks, Brody. It's been a pleasure talking to you today. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I've learned so much about law enforcement. I was like, maybe I should change my career now. But if you want to learn more about any of the great programs that CDI College has to offer, of course, you can find all of them, including the one that Brody has just taken, which of course is the Law Enforcement Foundations program. You can find it at cdicollege.ca. That is another episode of Career Buzz. Thank you so much for joining us.
Welcome to the Career Buzz podcast by CDI College, providing the training you need for the career you want. At CDI College, our programs are designed to place students directly into the workforce, but we know that the transition can be scary at times. In this podcast, we explore what it's like to be on the ground in the careers you choose. We talk to professionals, alumni, and experts in the field. They share real stories of adaptation and innovation in a constantly changing environment. No matter what profession you choose, there is something for you at CDI College.